Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, November 30th. This is a little bit of a sad day for me because I'm realizing that I'm taking a break from Project 119 for a month, but I am so excited about the Advent Devotional Guide. If you haven't gotten your personal copy, you can pick one up tomorrow at church, or if you need us to mail you one, let me know, and we will mail you one from the church office. But different members of the congregation have written devotionals, and the theme of the devotional is the light breaks in. And so we're going to look at the theme of light breaking through the darkness, especially in a season that is literally dark because the sun sets so early. I look forward to you hearing from Amy Hirsch tomorrow, and then the rest of the week, it'll just be a surprise day to day who reads the scripture for us. But let us finish strong today with Job chapter 40. This is a reminder of God's mastery over nature. And we'll begin with prayer. Will you pray with me? Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and for the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience, by which he overcame temptation, for his dying, through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known. And now for the reading of God's Word from Job chapter 40 from the Message paraphrase. God then confronted Job directly. Now what do you have to say for yourself? Are you going to haul me, the mighty one, into court and press charges? Job answered, I'm speechless. In all, words fail me. I should never have opened my mouth. I talk too much, way too much. I'm ready to shut up and listen. God addresses Job next to the eye of the storm, and this is what he said. I have some more questions for you, and I want straight answers. Do you presume to tell me what I'm doing wrong? Are you calling me a sinner so that you can be a saint? Do you have an arm like my arm? Can you shoot in thunder the way I can? Go ahead, show your stuff. Let's see what you're made of. What can you do? Unleash your outrage. Target the arrogant and lay them flat. Target the arrogant and bring them to their knees. Stop the wicked in their tracks. Make mincemeat of them. Dig a mass grave and dump them in it. Faceless corpses in an unmarked grave. I'll gladly step aside and hand things over to you. You can surely save yourself with no help from me. Look at the land beast, behemoth. I created him as well as you, grazing on grass, docile as a cow. Just look at the strength of his back, the power muscles of his belly. His tail sways like a cedar in the wind. His huge legs are like beech trees. His skeleton is made of steel, every bone in his body hard as steel. Most magnificent of all my creatures, but I still lead him around like a lamb. The grass-covered hills serve him meals, while field mice frolic in his shadow. He takes afternoon naps under shade trees, cools himself in the reedy swamps, lazily cool in the leafy shadows as the breeze moves through the willows. And when the river rages, he doesn't budge, stolid and unperturbed even when the Jordan goes wild. But you'd never want him for a pet. You'd never be able to housebreak him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. These are some interesting passages in the book of Job, just reminding us that God is the one who created even the behemoth in all of his glory. God is the one who is his owner, his master, his Lord. As we end this subsection, I think it is good for us to take a moment to think about God as our master, Jesus as our Lord and master. And I'm reminded of that story in Luke chapter 8 where Jesus is sleeping in the bottom of the boat and the disciples are worried because a storm or a squall comes up in the night and they wake him up and they say, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And Jesus gets up and he rebukes the wind and the surging waves and he stops them and they become calm. Jesus is Lord of all, even the creation. Would you pray with me? Lord, heaven and earth are yours. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. You are creator of everything, and we celebrate that. We thank you, Lord, for your watch care, and we ask for your healing power over your creation, especially those who are close to our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for our congregation, and as we enter into this time of Advent, we pray that your light would break through in the darkness, that you would help us, that you would illuminate us with the stories of Jesus and with the light of Christ's love. We pray this all in his name. Amen.